Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Nun Beis. We're holding on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the end. Omar Mar, the Kalim Shinishtamshu Behen Lavoid Sechovim HaKosim Medaber. What is the Gemara Medaber? What is the Gemara referring to? It's referring to the Braisa which immediately precedes this Gemara, and that Braisa began on the Avodis Kechavim line. That means about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. But it's Avodis Kechavim Shal Avodis Kechavim Asura Miyat. What was that line of the Gemara? That was a quote from our Mishnah. So let's take a quick look at the end of the Mishnah here on the Amud Beis. The last line of the Mishnah says, Avodis Kechavim Shal Avodis Kechavim. Avodis Kechav means the Avodah Zorah itself, the image, the statue, the idol. Shel Oyvei Kechav, that belongs to a person, a pagan who worships Avodis Kechavim. Asura Miyad, that's Asur immediately. In other words, as soon as you fashion that idol and you put on the finishing touches, you polish it and now it's all beautiful, it now becomes Ashtik Avodah Zorah and it's Usimanut. Masha Enke Vesha Yisrael. If it's an Avodah Zorah that belongs to a Yid owns an idol, a Yid owns a statue, he manufactured it. Ein asurat sh'tiyaveid, it is not asubana until after someone actually goes and bows down to it and makes it into an Avodah Zorah. Now what's the reason why the Mishnah distinguishes between the Avodah Chacham that belongs to a Goy and the idol that belongs to a Yid? We will see shortly in the Gemara, it's based on Psukim. Now, before we get to the makoyer of this halacha, first the Gemara points out that in fact it's a big machloikis, and that our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, but that his adversary in this case is Rabbi Yishmael, who holds just the opposite. Rabbi Yishmael holds that avodis kachavim shal oyvei kachavim only becomes aser ad sheteyaved, v'shal Yisrael is asura miyad. Both Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva based their halacha on psukim, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. So we start about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, Masisa Mani Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah that says that the Avodah Zorah of a Goy is Osir Miyah. That's Rabbi Akiva deciding with the Braisa. Abeti Abdin is called Makayim Zesher of Dusham HaGoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Yidin, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you should totally destroy Abeti Abdin. Es Kol HaMekayim is all of those places Asher of Dusham HaGoyim. Now, although the Pasuk uses the term Mekayim is the places, says Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanakama of this Braisa, we're not talking about the places themselves, but we're talking about kelim shenishtamshu behem avodis kachom hakosim medaber. If you have any kelim that are used, for instance, in the churches in the Bati Avodah Zorah, not only do you have the Avodah Zorah itself, the idol, the statue, but you have kelim that are used as part of the service of that Avodah Zorah. Oh, those kelim, that's what the Pasuk is saying, Abe to Abden, go and destroy them. The Gemara is going to ask shortly, it doesn't say Kalim, it says Mekoymois. We'll see that in Mietchim on the bottom of the Amud. Now the Braisa continues on. Yoch lasom veloy gomrim. I would think if a person manufactured the Kalim, but he didn't finish them off yet. Or gomrim, he finished them off, like Hevim, he didn't bring him into the base Avodah Zorah yet. Or Hevim, they brought him in, but they haven't used them yet, they're still waiting to be used in the first service. Yochel Yosur, I would think that they're also just by the fact that they made all of the hachonois involved in these kelim. Tamaloyma, the father, Pasuk continues on. Abeti Abden es kol mekoymis asher ov dusham hagoyim. What's the asher ov dusham hagoyim? Shein asur machi yovdu. The iser only attaches after the avoidah. The kanomer, from this we learn, avoidah is kecham shal oyri kecham, an idol that belongs to a goy. Eina asura achati ovid, it's gotta be once you actually do the avoidah. The braisa on the surface is somewhat difficult, because until now we're talking about the kelim shenishtam shubahen. The mekoymois, which the Gemara says means the kelim shenishtam shubahen. So we said about yachasom legomim, gomim leyatvul, evim, evim, leynishtam shubahen. Therefore it says about these kelim asher obdusham agoyim. And now this braisa does a leap of faith from kelim to the Avodah Zorah itself. Well, good, right? I knew you'd like it. Anyway, we got to be faithful to use a couple of puns once in a while to get the oilim up so people shouldn't fall asleep.
Why is Shem Yisrael Asur Miyad? I understand.
We haven't addressed that yet. All we've addressed so far is the complication that this, there are actually two questions in this braisa. Question number one is that the braisa begins as kol ha-makoy mois, like it says in the Pasik, and from that we've derived Kalim. Where does it say Kalim? The second problem that we have is that the braisa is only talking about Kalim, and the kalim only become aser asher of the shema goyim from the time of the avoida, and from that we have that leap to the avoida zora itself. And the Gemara is going to ask that question. Here we're talking about kalim. How do you bring a raya to avoida zora itself? The final part of Rabbi Shmuel is v'shal Yisrael asur miyad in Rabbi Shmuel. Where does Rabbi Shmuel know that Shal Yisrael asur miyad? The Gemara will tell us shortly on the Omud Aleph. Stay tuned for further information. Anyway, this is Rabbi Shmuel. You see very clearly from this last line of the Brayse of Rabbi Shmuel that it's exactly the opposite of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said, Avoy Chacham Shal Evi Chacham Asur Miyad, Mishal Yisrael Ein Asur Ad Sheti Yoved. And here Rabbi Shmuel says, Avoy Chacham Chacham Ein Asur Ad Sheti Yoved, Mishal Yisrael Asur Miyad, exactly the opposite. So who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, Oy Mechilif Advarim, just the opposite. Avoy Chacham Shal Evi Chacham Asur Miyad, Mishal Yisrael Ad Sheti Yoved. Good, this is where we were holding. Omaman. Getting back to this, where does the Pasuk mention the word Kalim? It says, Abba to Abdin is called Amikemes, the places. It doesn't talk about Kalim. Everything Gemara, Hag Mekoymes Ksiv. It means in the Mekoymes, the Loi Mitzri. When it says Mekoymes, it's Lav Dafka. It cannot be referring to Mekoymes. Why not? The pasuk that we quoted at length a few days ago in the Mishnah, it's the very same pasuk. Abi to Abdin is called Mekoymes Hashav Dushem Agoyim. Mashatam Yoshem Oisam Es Eloi Heyhem Al Heharim Haramim VeYalag Voice VeSachas Kol Eitz Ranon. So what do I learn from this pasuk? Es Aleheim Al Harim. The things that you have to destroy are the Avodah Zoris on the Harim, but the Harim themselves cannot become Avodah Zorah. You can be over the Iser of Avodah Zorah if you bow down to a mountain or to a hill. Avadi, you can be over the Iser of Avodah Zorah. You can be over the Iser of Avodah Zorah if you bow down to a shushul cotton, to a small little worm. However, the question is, do they become Osir Bahano'ah? And the answer is, Harim cannot become Osir Bahano'ah, only Eliheim al Harim, Falei Harim Eloi Heyem. Okay? And therefore, the word Mekoymois is then out of place. It's inappropriate. There's no din of destroying Mekoymois, because Mekoymois cannot become Osir Bano. Leave the mountains intact. Don't touch them. Sim Eina Inyan Le Mekoymois, Sim Inyan Le Kalim. And with that, we answered our first question. Where does it say Kalim in the Pasuk? It doesn't say, but it's Im Eina Inyan like we have throughout Chas. Let's go to the second question.
The Mekomos we're referring to, we're talking about Harim and everything, but there's also the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the Gemara say the buildings, the churches, the base, the Bakei Avodah Zorah, those are the Mekomos that we're referring to?
Mm-hmm. That's the base of Avodah Zorah itself become Moser?
Well, I'm positing that could be the interpretation, because Mekomos doesn't only mean the physical real estate of which the building rests. It really often refers to the vineyard.
Mm-hmm. But it could be holds that anything which is mechubal karka is
like. That's what I'm wondering. Why don't we say that?
You ask a question. How does
like the share is mechubal karka, but it's also.
I understand. The bottom line is when you have drushes like this of Chazal, they had a mesoida that's the way the pasuk is supposed to be darshened, not a mekoymis, but on kibbutz. Now the second question that we asked was mikan omru, top line of nun beis amid aleph mikan omru beis kacham shalav kacham ein asura el ad sheti yomid veshol yisrael miyat. The whole pasuk is talking about Kalim. Kalim, you can go and say a share of Dushama Goyim. You have to wait until the Avoida to make the Isser. But we're not talking about the Avoida Zor itself. Every Gemara Omakrash, Atim Yorishim Oisim Es Eloiheim. This is the very same pasuk. The same pasuk, we start again. those of you that have Reb David's beautiful Gemuras, number one, Abay to Abdon Eskola Mekoimois, Asher Ovdu Shom Hagoyim. That was the part of the pasuk that we quoted until now. We said Mekoimois Asher Ovdu Shom Hagoyim is referring to Kalim until Lishas Avoida. But the pasuk continues on, Asher Atem Yoshem Oisam Es Eloyheim. And therefore I makish Eloyheim to the Mekoimois, meaning to the Kalim, just like the Kalim only become Aser after the Avoida. Same thing applies to the Eliheim, only become Aser after the Avoidim. Back to the Gemara again, fourth line. Omer Krasha Atam Yochem Oisim Es Eliheim, Akash Eliheim, Kelema Chi Ovdu, Avaliheim Nami Ad Sheye Ovdu. Zeyafite. So now we understand these two components of Rabbi Shmuel's Drasha. Barry still wants to know, what about Shal Yisrael? We're going to get to it in another line. Now, for Rabbi Kiva, Doloi Makish, obviously Rabbi Kiva does not hold of this Hekish that you wait by the Avodah Zorah of Goyim Achiei Ovdu. Why not? Because we see in our Mishnah, as the Braisa said, that according to Rabbi Kiva, the Avodah Chacham Shal Oy V'Chom is Asur Miyad. Why doesn't he learn this Hekish? Amalach Es Hifsiko Inyan. Since it says in the Pasuk, Asher Atem Yoshim Oysam Es Eloyheim, the word S is totally superfluous. It could have said Asher Atem Yoshim Oysam Eloyheim. By adding the word S, it comes to tell you, make a short stop. And that stop tells you, don't make the Hekish that Rabbi Shmuel is making. And therefore, it's only by the Mishamshim, by the Kalim of Avodah Zarah. There we go and hold that the din is Achi Yavdu, but that doesn't apply to the Avodah Zarah itself. One second. How do we know the Avodah Zarah itself? We're not up to there yet. We're going to have another drasha of Rabbi Kiva. So Barry immediately goes and points out, beautifully, as usual, that Rabbi Kiva is Deirish Essen, and therefore that's why he says Essen the Galinian. But I'm not sure that you need to come on to that. I think any one of the Tanoim or Amiroim can say that the S is superfluous, unless you have a specific limud. But without a specific limud, by putting in the S, that sounds like there's a kavanah to go and make a short stop or a short break. So even if you don't hold your Deirish Tam of the Oli Essen, even without Rabbi Kiva's Deirish the Essen, you could still say your Masik Inyan. Anyway, so therefore Rabbi Kiva rejects Rabbi Shmuel's drasha about the Avodah Zorah itself. But let's get back to Rabbi Shmuel now. Rabbi Shmuel, Avodas Kechom Shul Ovid Kechom, the statue that belongs to a goy, the Ein Asura Adshe Tiyoveh, based on the Pasuk Asher Ovdu Shom Agoyim and the Hekish with S Eliheim. The Yisrael Asur Miyad Minolei, how do we know that Yisrael, that's not the case, but it's Asur immediately? So the Gemara says now three svaras. What's the three svaras? Number one, svaruhu mida oivik acham achetei oved ti Yisrael asura miyad. This is the svara that since by oivik acham achetei oved until you actually do the avodah, by Yisrael it's probably miyad. That l'choy the Gemara didn't have to go and say based on svara. The Gemara could have made a diuk in the pasuk, because since it says in the pasuk that we've been quoting so far, Abe te abdenes kol mekoyim says of the sham hagoyim. Why did it have to repeat it of the sham hagoyim? We're talking about Eden coming into Eretz Yisrael. Who lived in Eretz Yisrael until now? There was no base Chabad in Eretz Canaan until the Eden came in. I'm sure after they came in, I'm sure they already made a base Chabad. But when they came in, there was no such thing. So who was oived all of those mekoyimis? Of course the goyim. So why did it have to say of the sham hagoyim? So you can go make a deal. Goyim, Achitiyoveh, Bayin, and Yan. But the Gemara doesn't say based on a posse. The Gemara says based on Svara. Since Oyvikachom Achitiyoveh, and maybe that's what the Gemara Taka means. By the fact that the posse adds these words, the Sheov, the Shema Goyim, what's the Talmud Dikro like Rab Shimon would Darshan? It's a Svara only by Kachom Achitiyoveh, but Yisrael Asur Miyad. But what's Taka the Svara? Why by Yisrael Asur Miyad? The Svara is because we've seen in the Gemara before that by Yisrael there are certain chumris that apply by Avodah Zarah that don't apply to Goyim. What are those chumris? The halacha of bittul. If you're mevatel and Avodah Zarah, like we're going to have in the Etchem on the Omid days, oy b'chav mevatel avodah zechom shalei v'shal chavei, right? Yisrael ain't mevatel avodah zechom shalei v'chav. He cannot be mevatel it. And in fact, a Avodah Zorah of a Yid, you cannot be Mevatel at all. Only thing you have to do is you have to do Gniza, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Oh, so we see that Avodah Zorah of a Yid is more Chomer? Okay. So therefore, as far as not only at the back end, it's more chomer, meaning that you can't be mevatalit, or to the front end, it's a surmiyat. Okay, chayre gam, it's good. Zog to Yimara, ba'ema di Yisrael, klal, klal, loy. Maybe I should say as far as punkt vaket. Instead of saying by as far as that the, by klal Yisrael, it's osur miyad, maybe an avoid is chom shul Yisrael, should not become osur at all. Even after the avoid. Now what's the svara here? Zog to Ritzvo, or other mefarshim, it's very simple. Because when a goy goes and does avoid a zora, we assume that he is oduk in the Avodah Zarah. He has a physical, mental, spiritual attachment to that Avodah Zarah. But when it comes to Yisrael, although as Nebuch Fachapt, unfortunately he's off the derech and he's doing Avodah Zarah, but we're hoping at any moment that spark of Judaism in him will go and bring him back and he's going to become a Baal Tshuva. And so therefore he never is really so immersed and imbued with that Avodah Zarah. It's just Nebuch the wave of the times, he's just going along with the culture. But he doesn't really, really mean it. If that's the case, then maybe the Avodah Zarah of Ayid should never become Osir B'chlal, Klal, Klal. So make the Diyak Faket. When do you say that the Avodah Zarah becomes Osir B'ano, whether it's Mishas Avodah, whether it's Mishas Asiya, it's by Goyim. Then maybe so Klal, Klal, Goyim never becomes Osir. Everything more, that cannot be. Hashtag needs a bayah. Since by a yid, Allah is if he has a shtick avodah zarah, he wants to get rid of it. The only way you get rid of it is not through bitul, but you have to be goynez it. Pashup shat goynez means that you have to go and put it into the ground. However, Toises over here says, lav dafka putting it to the ground. You can go and do it like we had in the Gemara and the Mishnah before. You could also be shoychek v'zoya l'ruach, etc. You look at the Toises, mamas bechton geniza. But anyway, the point is that you got to get rid of it. So why do you have to get rid of it? If it's mutter bano, just go and put it somewhere in your vitrine and just put it there. Or just hide it somewhere in the back drawer or something. But you have to do geniza. But the fact you have to do geniza is a simon that it became osur bano. How do I know by yidin that there's a din of geniza? The Gemara is going to bring shortly in another few lines. It says in the pasuk v'sam basoser, you got to put it away in a hidden place, not to be seen again. Mitzvah, we'll get to that shortly. Anyway, so Hachik, these are Bayit, Surah, and Mitzvah. Mujduch Zayn, that is an Isra no. So you cannot go and say a Svara, Klal, Klal, Loi. Okay, it's Osibano. It wouldn't be Osibano like Avoidus Kechovim, Achete Oved, because here there's a Svara that Klal Yisrael is more Chomor, like the Svara we gave before, just like by Bittel. Therefore, since it's more Chomor, it becomes Osir Miat. In other words, this is now the third possibility. Possibility number one is that Klal Yisrael should be more chomor. Possibility number two is that Klal Yisrael should be more mutter, more kuladik, klal klaloi. And the third svar is, maybe it should be exactly like Avodah Chacham. That just like by a goy's Avodah Zarah, it becomes osir only asher te'ovet, asher ov dushem agoyim. Maybe the same thing should apply to Yiddish Avodah Zarah. Omekrov, yeschatashem asher asisem eso egel. This is referring to Nebuch, Avodah Zarah that belongs to Jews. We're talking about the egel. Asher asisem. From the moment of Asiya, even before they started dancing and clapping and bowing, as soon as they made the Asiya, come lebechet. Oh, so that's the Makor, according to Mishmal. We now entered Barry's Kasha of about 10 minutes ago. How do we know by Yisrael? It's Mishas Asiya, it's awesome. Pray tomorrow, 1 second. It doesn't say in this pasuk anything about Isser Hanoah. It talks about the chait of Avodah Zarah. Eimani mil lemekim gavra b'chait of Itzurei loy mitzera. Barry would call this a typical chefza and gavra situation. And in fact, he more uses the term gavra. Hanimil heich and the Eimah hanimil lemekim gavra b'chait. When is the person considered to be chote? In other words, in the time of the egel, the average Reuven Shimon who went and bowed down or were involved in the Egel. When did their chait get triggered? Mishas Asiya. However, the Egel itself maybe was mutter b'hanoah until after Avoida. Maybe it's Tzurei Mitzra. Maybe it wasn't even Osir at all. Amakrai chamnach haposik. Oru isha shiyasa fesel umaseicha. It says ashiyasa. Mishas Asiya kamle ba'orur. That's how I know Avoida Zoriz, Mishas Asiya, if it's Avodah Zarah of Ayit. One second, Fred, what? Amy had a middle to make him gabba ba'orah. Same kash as before. Just like we said, chataschem masher asisam. Maybe the gabra has a chait, but it doesn't become osir mishas asir. Here too, the gabra gets an orah, nebuch is cursed for all time, but maybe he doesn't get isur le mitzvah. Maybe that way the zara doesn't become osir mishas asir. Says the Mordechai Avos Hashem ksiv. Please take Avos Hashem in the very same posik. Oru isha sheyasa fesel maseicha toy Avos Hashem. It's a toyeva. Oh, so now we're not talking about the gabra, now we're talking about the chetz, that it's a toyeva. When did it become a toyeva? Mishas asiya, oru isha sheyasa. Aha. Okay. So with this, we have now concluded L'choira Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel knows that a goyish avodah zara becomes aser atcha tiyaved based on the pasuk asher avdu sham agoyim. And how do we know a yiddish becomes aser miyad? Because it says orish sheyase, and then it says tiyavas Hashem mishas asiyah. What does Rabbi Kiva do with this pasuk? Rabbi Kiva davra maybe l'day te'eva. Rabbi Kiva says it's not pshat that at the time of asiyah it's already a tiyavas Hashem, but rather the pasuk is telling us, Oro ish, the person who goes and makes Yasa Fesl Maseicha, he is cursed. You know why? Because he's producing something that will become a Teyavas Hashem at the time of Avodah when people start worshipping it. But not that it's a Teyavah immediately, instantaneously, but only subsequently at the time of Avodah. And with this, we've concluded Rabbi Shmuel, and now we want to know what's the Makar according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, what is a Chabim? Do you like the Chabim? That's Asur Miyad Minole. How do I know that it's Asur Miyad? Omer Ula Makar, it says in the Pasik. Psile Eliheyem Tisrafun Ba'esh. Now the word psilim means idols or images. However, our Gemara is darshaning the word psile as if it means Vayivsoil. Vayivsoil means like psol lechosh, neiluchay savonim. To sculpt, to go and manufacture, to produce, to design, to put together that image. We just had that now in last week's Sedra, in Parshas Kisisa, when we talk about Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Pein P'sol L'cho, Shnei L'cho Yisavonim. What means P'sol L'cho? Means go and produce, manufacture, design, make, create. Here too, P'siliyem, from the time of creation. Mishe P'soloi, Nase Eloi'a. P'silei, Eloi'heyem, from the time of Pesel, meaning of making the pesel, making the image. Now it becomes an aliyah, becomes osir, becomes a goy, becomes a god, therefore becomes osir bana. Right.
What is Lot? Didn't it say that we use one pesel? By his Lot's.
Lot had over there psalm, kentan. I don't remember offhand. It could be, he had images, yeah, but the drush is here for the word psilim is used other places in the Torah too, not only over here. Yeah, psilim means to carve it out, to chisel it out, to manufacture it, to make it. Meidach, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with this psil eliheim? Ahumi boyalele ketani rav yosef, the tani rav yosef, and I become shepoisel elioi. How do I know that a goy has the koyich to be mavatel his avodizar? We know from the Mishnah, which we quoted a moment ago, that an Oyvik Chom can go and be Mavatel, his Avodah Zarah, another Avodah Zarah. How do we know that there is that Koyach? Shinem, it's in the Pasuk. Psile Eliheyem, Tisafun Ba'esh. And here we're using the term Psile means to passel, to go. See, it's interesting to have the same word has both definitions. In fact, this is going to become even clearer according to the next Mandi Yomar. In one way, you could say psile means to fashion it, to create it, to chisel it, to chisel it out, to carve it, to manufacture. On the other hand, to pasel means to mavatel it, to go and discard it. Ve'idach, nafkele mirishmur. How does the other man, the Yomer, know that you can go and be mavata by the Zohar? The Shmuel Rami Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Lysach mit kesh v'zov aleyem, uksiv v'lekach t'loch. Now the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk, there is no stira. Because the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk is, if you see an Avodah Zohar, and the Avodah Zohar has aleyem on that Avodah Zohar, kesh v'zov, says the Pasuk, Loisach mit kesh v'zov aleyem v'lekach t'loch. Don't look at this beautiful silver or gold necklace or jewelry hanging from this Avodah Zohar v'lekach t'loch and take it for yourself. You're not allowed to take it for yourself. Just like the Avodah Zohar is osur, these Devarim Shonoi are also osur, like we had in the Gemara yesterday on the Amud Beis. So that's the Pasuk Pshat, that the Loi goes on both. And therefore, and you won't take it for yourself. However, Shmuel darshans it a little bit differently. He rather darshans as if it happens to be a stira. Don't have a chimud, don't have a desire, don't lust after kesh v'zav. But you can go and take it. If you're now allowed to go and have a desire for it, why are you allowed to take it? And therefore, okay, it's in Sishmuel. Psoloi leiloi ah, loi sachmoid. Psoloi me'eloi ah, v'lekach talach. Psoloi ah, if you've taken Kesev Azov and you've formed it into a god, into an idol, loi sachmoid, then stay away from it. You're not going to have any hanoah from it. However, psoloi me'eloi ah, if that same person or anybody else, any other goy comes and he passels it, how, by being mevatel it, v'lekach talach, then you can go and take it for yourself. So therefore the word psilim has that double connotation in the same pasuk. It can mean both to fashion and to form into a god, and it can also mean to mevatel it from being a god or from being osmana. Rabbi Kiva, ask the boys come to the asur miyat. Now we have concluded according to Rabbi Kiva from the word psili alihaim from the shas pisul from the shas mishap psoloi nas aliyah. That we know miyat. The Yisrael Achatiyom, we know, how do I know by Yisrael that it's the other way around, only Achatiyom, right? Omer Rav Yoram HaKarad says in the Pasuk, L'sam bas soser, that this is the same Pasuk of the Oru Ish that we had before. Oru Ish Shiyasa Fesel Masecha, curses a person that goes in and manufactures Fesel Masecha. It's a Tiavas Hashem. Masa de Chorosh. L'sam bas soser, and then he places it somewhere in a hidden place. What does it have to do with the Oru Ish Shiyasa Fesel Masecha? Who cares where he places it? Whether he puts it out in his Svarim Shrank Chas Shalom together with Sifri Kodesh, or if he hides it under the bed, or if he puts it in a safe deposit, who cares the Samba Sosa? What is that possibly telling you? Ad Shiyasa L'Dvorim Shebeseser, until this person does things that he doesn't want people to know about. What does that mean? And a Yid that is Chas Shalom going to go off the Derech and he's going to go and bow down to Avodah Zarah. What happens if there are two Edim, Mitasra, Mitabezin, Hor Lila Vahas, he's going to go and get Skila. That's why he's going to hide. He's not going to go and do Avodah Zarah out in the public. He's going to do it B'chadre Chador. Therefore, Shokti Gemara, when does the Or attach to the Yid that owns this Avodah Zarah? When does the Isser attach to the Avodah Zarah that's owned by the Yid? It attaches the Samba Saucer at the time he does the Dvarim Shebeseser, that he goes and does his service, worshipping to the Avodah Zarah. What is the other man? Yemen other Rabbi Shmuel. What does he do with his Samba Saucer? And we buy Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak. And now Rabbi Yitzchak comes to research it. Una Gniza. We already brought this at the top of the Omud, that when a Yid owns a Avodah Zarah, he wants to get rid of it, he has to be torn Gneza. This is Machloikis Rashi and Toises over here, whether it means literally to go and bury, or it means like we had Shoichi V'zoi L'Ruach, that you can go and grind it up into fine particles or throw into the Yam HaMelech, like we had before. How do you know that there's a din of Gneza? Shenemba V'samba Saser. Oh, so the Torah is giving you an Eitz HaToyfer. Or Ish, if Chas Shalom, if you have made a Pesel Masechet Yavaz Hashem, you are cursed. What Eitz do you have? Get rid of it, do tshuva, the Samba Sas, and take that Avodah Zarah, that Pesel Maseicha, and bury it. Good. The Idoch, what does the other man Yemen do? How does he know the din of Gneza? So what do we keep the Rambam's Asherim at Mizbeach? Rashi and Chumash already brings this to our attention. Where how do the two come together? You're making Mizbeach in the base of Midrash. Don't go and plant there at a Shera tree. Why would anybody plant a Shera tree in the base of Midrash? What's going on? It's actually more. Ma Mizbeach toin Gneza, just like a Mizbeach, if Chas V'Sholem it became posel, and a Mizbeach can easily become posel, because the Mizbeach is very, very fragile and very, very delicate. Our Gemara doesn't go into it. However, if you have a Mizbeach and you go and each part of the Mizbeach, you should have to be able to go and take with your fingernail, go through the entire Mizbeach, and there should not be a nick, just like you have by a chalif that you're going and shechting with. If you go, the shoichet has to go and be boidikit, and if the fingernail gets stuck somewhere on a small little niche, a little nook and cranny, it's possible. You got to go and smooth it out. Same thing by Mizbeach. If it gets, you go over the whole Mizbeach with your finger, if it stops anywhere, no good. That's very, very difficult, because remember, they didn't go and cut the Mizbeach with regular knives or sharp tools or instruments. It was all done by the Shamir. Presumably Shamir did such a wonderful, exquisite job that it was so finely manufactured and done and polished and all the rest, that if a person went with a Suyin Ale, it never got stuck anywhere. But if it were to get stuck after wear and tear, and you can't fix it, then Toin Geniza. So Timur, Mam is Beach Toin Geniza. Those parts of the Beach that can no longer be used, you have to be Goinez. We'll see Mitchum on the Omid days where they were Goinez it in the Azara, one of the special chambers. Av Asherah to Geniza, the same thing applies to Asherah, you also have to do Geniza. Toisus points out that if you're going to go and learn that Asherah to Geniza means, for instance, going and grinding it up with Zayla Ruach, then the two definitions of Geniza are different. The Mizbeach has to show them you can't go and grind up. That really means physical Geniza, going and putting it away, not to use it any longer. So Asher over here means that you can go and even grind it up. In fact, Asherim Tisufun Be'esh, you can even go and burn it. So therefore, the Genizas over here in the Gemara, Lav Dafka, the same, even though we're using the same term. Anyway, I'm the Toises. The Idach. What do I do with this pasuk? The other man, the Yoma, that learns the din of Geniza from the Sam Basaser. So what does he do with the pasuk? He sits on Chasheira, called eight on Mizbech Hashem Lekecha. He comes to tell you, Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish, called a man, a dying, she ain't a hugger. If you have people in the tzibur that they go and push and elect and select a dying who is an Amoritz, he's not roi to be a dying. Kilin etay Hashem Yisrael, as if he's Chasheshalim planting an Hashera tree. Why? Where do you take this from? Shenamar. You're supposed to appoint worthy judges. But don't go and appoint. But don't go and appoint an unworthy judge, because an unworthy judge is considered to be like Ashtik Asherah. So if you're going to go and have an inappropriate judge, it's like in the Te Asherah. That's what you learn. Omer of Asher Vashi adds yet another wrinkle, if you will. Says Ravashi, my market really come. If not only did this dayan is not hogun, but you have many other worthy talmid chacham that could have been appointed instead, and instead of appointing them, you took this amuret, killing the Torah Eitzel Mizbeach. It's as if you went and planted the Asherah tree next to the Mizbeach itself. Shemar Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem LeKacha. And Rashi says that the Gemara is using the term Mizbeach in a very expansive way, as if to refer to talmid chachamim, just like the word Asherah is referring to a dying chain of Hagun, Mizbeach is referring to Anoshim Hagunim, these Talmidei Chacham. And with this, we've concluded the machloek between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. How do I know the makor of the two halachas, Avodah Chacham Shel Oved Chachav, Masur Miyad, Yisrael, Achati Oved, or the reverse, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? Boy, Rabbi Mnuna, Rabbi Mnuna asks now the following shayla. Ritech Kli L'Avodah Chachav Mahu. What means ritech, explains Rashi, what happens if you have a kli that was used for avodah zarah, and it broke, and it had a hole in it, for instance, and now you gave it to a blacksmith, and he banged it, and he patched it, and he put it into the fire, or whatever, and guess what? Now it's all straight and beautiful once again. So this ritech kli, but it's chavim mahu. What's the din by this kli? Exactly what does he mean by mahu? The Gemara at this moment assumes that we're referring to the din of the Isser Hanoah. When it was broken, the assumption was that it became batel. Now that you've recreated it, by ritakli you fixed it, does the Isser Hanoah reattach? But we'll see in the Gemara it's not that simple. Just, yes?
Isn't Jewish sounder, and a guy who comes in with his food?
What you're asking is, who does the Avodah Chacham belong to? You are mechavin to the Gemara's kasha. Who does this Avodah Zarah belong to? Does it belong to a Jew? Does it belong to a guy? It's an Avodah Zarah that belongs to a guy. After all, we're not talking about the Avodah Zarah itself. We're talking about Ritech Kli Avodah Zarah. One of the kelim that they were mishamish with for this Avodah Zarah in the service of this image, of this statue, of this idol. That's a mishamish. What's this in my mishamish? I have that pasuk that we started off today's Gemara. Abeti abdun eskal mekoyim esesher obdu shama goyim. The pasuk is not talking about mekoymois, because alaheim alaharim alaharim alaheim. So it must be talking about kalim. And what's this in my kalim? Asher obdu shama goyim, in the time of the avoider. The only machlok between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva was, do I also learn from that a hekish to alaheim? Because the pasuk continues on. Asher atam yoshim oisam as alaheim. where Rabbi Yishmael says, yeah, the same thing applies to Avodah Zarah itself. Says Rabbi Kiva, no, us. And if Barry says, of course, he darshens, yes. But you don't need to come on to that because it just has hipstick onion. But the point is that getting back to our Gemara, by Mishamshin, everybody agrees, Achei Avdu, you got to wait until you actually use those kelim. The fact that you bought, manufactured, formed kelim for the church, for the Avodah Zarah, until you use it as a garnish, there's no din of Hachana Milzi or Hasmana Milzi, it's nothing. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Hachi Obdu, this kli that you now refixed, you refashioned it, Shkoyach, but until you do new Avodah, the Chayr is garnished. V'yala, Avodah Zcham v'Yisrael, you're talking about Avodah Zcham that belongs to a Yid. In other words, and if he has those mishamshim for this Avodah Zarah, that's the Gemara's shayla. Is Ali Yirman, who's the shayla according to? Elim Ali Rabbi Kiva, is the shayla according to Rabbi Kiva? Hashvihi gufaloi mitzvah, adshe teyaveh. Rabbi Kiva says that the Avodah Zarah of a yid only becomes asur when, at the time of Avodah, like we had in our Mishnah, the Shay Yisrael ain asura, adshe teyaveh, azei out Rabbi Kiva. Where does Rabbi Kiva know this from? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'som basoser Achi yasal advorim shebeseiser. Aha, okay. So it's only after Achi Tiyavit. Misham Sheami Boya. So the Mishamshim should be more chomer than the Avodah Zarah itself, and they should become also ready from the moment of fixing this kli. That doesn't make sense. The Avodah Zarah itself, you're saying, is not going to become also Asher Tiyavit. The Mishamshim should not become also Asher Tiyavit.
In this case, it was the Jew that made it. So
I'm sorry, it was the Jew that made it? Yeah,
so we're more stringent when it's when a Jew owns it or made it.
Okay.
Right, so, like he can't be mabatel and so on.
That you're right. But here the Gemara is comparing the idol itself that belongs to the Jew or that the Jew fashioned, and the mishamshim, those kelim that are being used in the service for this avodah zarah of the Israel.
The problem is no bittul olam. So there are aspects of avodah zarah where the avodah zarah itself can be batel, but the tachovis cannot be.
The Gemara you're talking about Rebigidl. That Rebigidl mitzvah we're going to have in the Omid base. The Gemara is going to bring from him in the Omid base. But at the moment, the Gemara is saying is that it's not large. Logical to go and say that the Avodah Zarah itself remains mutter b'hano until the moment of that first service, so then that the kelim that you're using in that first service should also be mutter b'hano until you actually use them. So what's the shayla of Rav Hamnuna that it should become osur as soon as you finish fixing the kli in Ritech? Who cares about that? It's achati oved l'chayra. Belly of Rabbi Shmuel goes back to Rabbi Shmuel. The Omer asur miyad. Rabbi Shmuel said that the Avodah Zarah itself that belongs to a Jew is Osir Miyad. How does he know it's Osir Miyad? Because it says Tiyavas Hashem from the time of Asiya or Isha Shiyas Tiyavas Hashem, it's Osir Miyad. So now the question is, the Avodah Zarah that I fashioned, that I formed, that I manufactured by a Yid, Osir Miyad. What's Halacha by Mishamshin? Do they also have the same din that as soon as I fashion them, boom, they become osur, or maybe not. So what's the shayla? Mishamshim gamrinan. Do I learn the set of mishamshim over here by a yiddish avodah zarah from the mishamshim by a goyish avodah zarah? Because by a goyish avodah zarah we have the fashion in the pasuk. Abed is called a makoymos. Makoymos is referring to kalim. Asher avdu sham at the time of avodah. So here too, maybe the mishamshim by a yiddish avodah zarah I should learn from the their cousins, the mishamshim by a Koyish avodah zarah. That is mishas avodah. Ma hasmachi avdav ochachi avdu. Oy delma minogomar. Or maybe I should learn the mishamshim by avodah zarah of the yid from the avodah zarah of the yid itself. Mahi mesura miyad, just like the avodah zarah of the yid, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is asur immediately. Ab mishamshe asur miyad. So mishamshin also be asur miyad. And that's the Gemara shayla. The Gemara is not poishet the shayla, but rather what the Gemara asks is, let's step back for a moment. Why are we talking about a convoluted case we originally had kelim that were used for avodah zarah that apparently became bottle because of the fact that they became broken, and now you fixed it up and you want to know, okay, does it become now osur b'hano immediately or only subsequently b'shas avodah? Frey Gemara, my irikom iboyle rita kli ti boyle. Also, let's talk about a normal situation. A person now is in the business of manufacturing all different types of kelim, and now he specifically made a kli l'shem avodah zarah to act as one of the mishamshim avodah zarah. The question is, after he finished fashioning it. It's now polished and fine and good, and it's beautiful, it's ready for use in the service. Is it ready Asubana? Or is it only Achati Ave? I mean, the whole Shaila about Mishamshin is all talking about Kalim that you're going to use in the Shimush. Why do you have to talk about a second hand Kli, which you're now recycling by fixing it? Talk about the original usage of the Kli. Zot Imar, because of that, says Imar, now the Shaila that I understood until now, that was dealing with Hilchois Isser Hanoa, that was a faulty assumption. Really, Ravam Nuna Mishem Tum Yishana Kamim Baile. Totally different aspect of Avodah Zarah. We know that Avodah Zarah has a din of Tumma. Imar, in fact, said before that Avodah Zarah, according to Yehuda ben Beseira, is even metam ba'oil, and even according to the Rabban, it's not metam ba'oil, but it's metam kisheres, metam kanida. No, it's the dinam of tuma. Ah, and now the question is, if and when this kli that was being used for Avodah Zarah became broken,
Shvirasa
to Tarasa. Yeah, the assumption is intact, it's metayrit. But now that I went to Ritakli, I banged it back together again, and now Baruch Hashem. I question the guy said Baruch Hashem, but now it's there didn't have a chosiv and neyer, exactly like you say. Do you say that the Tumi Yishana will now spring back or not?
Why would it? Why would I think so?
Oh, did not. Uri is asking an excellent question. Why would I think that Tumi Yishana returned? Did not, because we talk about a Mishnah that in the other circumstances, there's a Mishnah Mesechtes Kalim. What did it say in the Mishnah? Did not claim Matchis, Pshuteim, Umikableim, Tumayim. The reason why the Mishnah talks about both Pshutim and Mekablim is to distinguish between a Kli Matchis and a Kli Eitz, because we know by Kli Eitz, Pshut Kli Eitz are not Mekabel. Tumma, we learn from Pusik, Oi Eitz, a sock, it has to be like a sock, Metal to Molev Reikon. By Kli Matchis, there's no such thing. So by Kli Matchis, even if you have a flat tray, a flat plate, totally Pshut, flat, or Mekablein, or if you have a Kli Kibble, if they were Mekabel Tumma, how are they Mekabel Tumma? Any way that they became Mekabel Tumma, through touching when he was in Bayis Tumma, Yesheretz Nevela, whatever, it became Tumma. Nishtabru, if they became broken and they're no longer usable as Kalim, Toru, they are now Tahir. What happens, Chos V'Son Kalim? What happens if from now a manufacturer, a solder, someone who's in this business, a blacksmith, was able to go and refashion a new kli out of it and fixed it? What happens now? The chayyah should say, Panim Chadosh is Bolakan. It's a brand new kli. The old kli is broken, now it's brand new. You start from scratch. No. Chazulitum Yishana. Why taka chazulitum Yishana? It's based on a gzeira. Mitzara din echanami, it's a brand new kli. Minitzad Xavier Drabanan, the din is that it returns, reverts to its initial tumma. Ha! So now the Shalom of the Gemara says, Oi, Vachka mi boile, Freitach yet Rav Hamnuna. Ki adra tumma, when did that Mishnah Mesechtes Kalim tell us that the Chacham made a Xavier, that the tumma returns? Animila tumma di araisa, by tumma min ha toira. At the Mesheret, at the Mesnevela, etc., etc. Aval Tumah Drabanan, since the whole Tumah by Avodah Zarah is only a Drabanan Dika, not a Diraisa. Even though the Gemara brought a number of Psukim to tell us that the Tumah is Minat Torah. However, all those Psukim are only Asmachtas, those are not real Drushes, and therefore the whole Tumah by an Avodah Zarah is only Diraban. Aha. Aval Tumah Drabanan Loi. And therefore, they were not goyze this gzeira of chazra tumi yishana by avodah zarah. Oy dilma loishna, or maybe says Rav Amnuna, maybe there's no difference. One chacham said azag gzeira, maybe the gzeira goes across the board. Then any time you go and refashion, you fix the kli that was broken. Chazra tumi yishana, even at tumah derabanan. Feitimar betiboyle shar tumas derabanan. If that's Rav Amnuna shaila, why is he focus on avodah zarah? Let him talk about any tumah derabanan. After all, there are numerous tumas Rabbanan, mainly you have in the, and you have the various Zeres that are made at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, Beisham and Bisil, Shammai and Hillel got together and made the Yudchetz Davar. A lot of those are Tumas Rabbanan. So any type of Tumas Rabbanan, you can ask the exact same question. Why do you talk about Avodah Zarah? So you're Chodemi Goy Chodekami Boyalei. Einachanami, Rav Amnuna Shaila was a double Shaila. Shaila number one is Tumah Derabanan Mihadra. Do I say that Chaz Tumah Yishana by Tumah Derabanan, just like by Tumah Diraisa, or not? Or Lo Yehadra. If you can be poishul lo yadre, it doesn't go. Why? Because it's like a gzeira le gzeira. Because the whole din of tumid rabbanan is midrabban. And now you want to go and say that I refashioned the kli that it should return. That's a gzeira drabbanan. Says drabbanan drabbanan. Don't be mished. However, tumid yavo is chav. Mishem chomer the way is chav. Mishavir rabbanan ki tumid yarei. So loy. Maybe zok the gemara. Since avoid the zor is so chomer, it's one of the three cardinal sins. Yehari val yavor. Kodesh Baruch Hu zekel kana. About chas v'sholom, a person that does avoid his heart. So maybe the tumah is so strong that it's a ke'em d'araisa, and maybe chazra tumah yishana. So gemara teiku, the gemara is not poishit, ar shayla tishbi yataris.
Because it's porous?
Because it's porous?
No joke.
No, it's metal. It's not porous. It's not.
Oh, we're talking about klimateches.
Klimateches. So, you can't repair a klimateches. It's matateches. It has to be. It's repaired.
Got it. Okay.
I thought you were making a pun. It's porous. Pouring it
inadvertently.
If it was a pun, it was not one of Mr. Fine's better puns. It was a bit of a poor. It was a poor pun.
Porous pun.
Poor pun. Yeah. Not a porous pun, it was a poor pun. Anyway, getting back to Agmar. By the way, Klimatkos is also porous, but it's not an irrevocable porousness, because after all, why do you have to go and kasher every single Klimatkos if it was used for treifis, for chazer, for this, basa b'cholav? Well, why should you have to kasher? But it's porous, but also, kiboy lekach poltoi, it will absorb, but it will also be polit the absorptions. It's by the kli cheres that you don't have that eitzim. So Agmar, voyimene Rav Yochanan Rav Yana, a brand new shayla. What happens if you have the cravings of chavim of food? In other words, they brought food to the Avodah Zarah and said, Avodah Zarah, you look so hungry now, but you haven't eaten now in years. I'm bringing you food. I'm going to worship you with food.
Well, isn't it quick? We hear it in the mission about the grapes on the Avodah Zarah.
We're not finished yet. A little bit of time, and Mi'at Hashem, everything will hopefully become clear. So cravings of chavim shel oichlin mahu. Mi mahanilu bitel letarinu mituma oiloi. The Gemara says, I understand that you can be mevatel the takroides of avodas chachavim, just like you mevatel the avodas chachavim itself. You can mevatel the takroides of avodas chachavim. That's Gemara holds in the half a minute for one moment. We have Reb Gidl on the Amid Beis. But in the meantime, Gemara assumes that you can be mevatel the iser of avodas zara, which is attached to these oichlin. The question is, can you also remove, as a result of the bittel, the tumma which is attached to these oichlin? So therefore, that's why this is a follow-up, if you will, to Rav Amnuna Shaila, because Rav Amnuna was talking about the tumma. Says now, Rav Yochanan, I also have a shaila gabi tumma. If you mavatul the tekrevis of oichlin, chum shal oichlin, does that bittel only take away the iser hanoa shabai? Or does that take away the tumah shabai? I like. Vitfeiti more b'tiboy le kalim. Why do you ask the shal dafka the tekrevis of yichum? Let's go and talk about kalim. That if you go and mavatul the kli, do you say that the bittel also affects that the tumah goes away? So more kalim to boy. I didn't ask about kalim. I'll tell you why. Kimin the islu tahar b'mikva tumah namli batla. Since you can go.
You can bring it,
but it can't.
You can't toivel it,
right? Exactly. You can toivel it, but it's not Matayah. You can bring Muhammad to the mountain, mountain's mountain to Muhammad. You can go and bring the food to the mikveh, but the mikveh is not going to help, right? Anyway, I don't know whether Muhammad is pastor, or the idols, whatever. Getting back to Agamemnon, Kalim loikam ibaylei, Kalim nishkashayla. Kalim lutar the mikveh, since there are other options and alternatives for Kalim to be Matayah them, it's Tumanam b'teila. So we see that the tumma of Kalim is not a permanent thing. It's removable, if you will. It's revocable. It's not irrevocable. That's a parallel type of concept here. That type of smart.
The guy's not mevatel the tumah. The tumah has to be removed independently by a mikvah or a kli.
Right. So therefore, by kelim, since there is that concept of tahara, so then I can understand that the bittel takes away the tumah. Ki kavah by le'oichlin. Just like the oichlin, you cannot be metayer in a mikvah. Maybe the bittel of the iser hanor sheboy won't affect a tahara, and the tumah will still remain.
Excuse me, the kelim. Are we saying that the goy being mevatel the kli also mevatels the tumah, or that you can then take now since it's been batel from a vores from
the bittel itself is
takes, batel,
exactly mevatel tumah. If you look at the Rashi says a very strong term. Kibin islu tara. You see five lines in the bottom. Kishar tumis or bishar tumis from mikvah. Hocha the mikvah didei hainu bittel. Kibin the surah bottle minayu. Therefore, all you have to go and say, do the bittel. Now, bittel is not just the peh, as we'll see, Mitchum, in tomorrow's Amit Aleph, Keita Mevatla, you got to do something to it. You got to Keita Reish Ozna, Reish Choytma, Reish Etzva. You got to do a physical act. But once you do that physical act, that's it. You don't have to do anything more. It's like a Tara Mikvah. So now the Gemara asks, what about Oichlin? Because Oichlin, there is no concept of Tara Mikvah, so maybe there's no concept that the bittel removes the Tumah. Why don't you ask about the Avodah Zarah itself? Meaning, what happens if a person took food and he made the food the ultimate Avodah Zarah and started bowing down to that piece of food? Do you say too that if afterwards a goy comes and mevatel the Isser Hanor Shaboy by saying, come on, that food, that piece of bread that we worshipped a week ago, it's now totally stale and moldy, and therefore it's bottle, mavotl, and he bangs it or whatever to mavotl it. So ask the same shayla. Does the tumah leave? Why are we talking about davka, out the takroivis of oichlin, talking about avodah zarah itself of oichlin? That's not a shayla. Why? Human the Isura bottle, Tumanami Batela. After all, the Tumma is only kind of secondary, it's only derivative of the Isur. If this wasn't Avodah Zarah, it wouldn't be Tamei. Since the Isur is bottle, Tumma is also bottle. Why is that different? Kim the Isura loy bottle, Kirav Gidl. Ah, that's what we spoke about in the Amud Aleph. Remember, Barry mentioned already a couple of times. What did Rav Gidl say before? That even though you can go and be mevatel the Avodah Zarah itself, you can't be mevatel the Tekroivis Avodah Zarah. It's ironic. According to Rav Gidl. So therefore, if you're going to tell me that I want to go mevatel this Tekroivis Avodah Zarah Shal Oichlin and take away the Isur, so just like I cannot take away the Isur according to Rav Gidl, it's from an Amelan bottle. Oy Dilma Isur Diraisa Oy bottle, Tumid Rabbanan bottle, or the din of Takrovis of Oydazar, which is Osir based on Psukim that we've had in the Torah, Stachmed Eraisa, that doesn't come bottle. However, the din of Tumah, which is only Rabbanan, like we said, the Psukim that we had were all Asmachtis, so therefore maybe that does become bottle. So it's more Taiku, Tej Biyataritz. No shtickle. Boy, Mene Rabbi Yosef Ben, show me Rabbi. This is a beautiful sugya. It's also a very painful sugya. At the end of the Masechtas Menachos, Rashi brings portions of that Gemara, but it's a very fascinating Gemara. It's talking about Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was Mishiori Knesset HaGoyla. He was a very, very great tzadik, and was a great Kohen Gadol. And eventually, he passed away. And he left over two kids, two children. One was Chonyoy and one was Shimi. Shimi was the older son, Chonyoy was the younger son. As the Gemara Dir Menachos implies, Shimi was a Grob Amuret, and Chonyoy was a distinguished Talmud Chacham. And when Shimon HaTzadik passed away, he said that his successor should be Chonyoy. And Chonyoy initially wanted to accept it, because after all his father gave it to him. However, he was very deferential, just like we find today. And he immediately said, even though I happen to be father, appoint me a successor, but since you're my older brother, Shimi, I'm giving it to you. You should be the new chief rabbi. You should be the new Kohen Gadol. It's all yours. Then after that, subsequently, he had second thoughts, and he said, wow, what a fool I was. My father appointed me. And he tried to go and trick Shimi, and did not such a nice story. For those of you that remember, Barry, I'm sure remembers, all of you also remember, the Gemara says over there that Chonyoy said to his brother Shimi, now that you have been appointed as the Kohen Gadol, tomorrow is going to be the big day. What I suggest to you is, in addition to, or instead of the big day kahuna, either the four begadim of a Kohen Hedyot or the shemoyne begadim of a Kohen Gadol, I suggest that you go and put on this dress, a women's attire. And Shimi said, oh, Chonyoy, you're such a good brother, you think of everything, I'm going to dress with this dress. And you can imagine, when he came in, dressed with a woman's attire, boy, was that a laughing stock. And immediately,
Shimi was a big disappointment.
It was a big disappointment.
It wasn't for him, right?
It wasn't for him, no. And what happened was, all the other Kahanim immediately said, wow, what a... And they immediately deposed Shimi from his new position as the Kohen Gadol. Shimi then fessed up and said, Chevra, you think I wore the woman attire? What are you talking about? So Chonyoy spread word that the reason why Shimi wore this woman's attire is because he wanted to do a favor to his wife, and he said, my wife, you know, I love you so much. On the first day that I'm going to do the avodah, I'm going to wear your clothing to go and be part of the avodah. Shows how much I think of you, etc. So the Kohen got very upset about the whole thing. Anyway, eventually Shimi said, "Chevra, it wasn't my idea. It was Chanya's idea." Oh, when they heard it was Chanya's idea, Chanya had to run out of town. He had to make a plate, and he ran all the way to Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. What did he do in Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim? He started his own Rebistiva there. He started his own Beis Hamikdash called the Beis Chanya. Question is, what status does that so-called Beis Hamikdash have? Big machloikis, mesachsis, menachis, where that's now considered to be a Beis Avodah Zarah, or it's considered to be a Beis Hamikdash, if you will, but b'shas iser habamois. You're not allowed to go and bring a carbon outside of the designated Mizbeach and the designated Beis Hamikdash on the Har HaBayis in Yerushalayim. You go and do this in Beis Chonyoy out in Alexandria, even if you're doing L'Shem Shemayim, it's Asur. Could you imagine today they put up a Beis Hamikdash in Skver or in Kiryas Yoel with all the best of intentions? Well, Maisa, it's Shchut Echutz. It's not, it's Shasis and Abomis. Anyway, it would be a big, big problem. So now the Gemara tells us, again, Boi Menei B'Yosef Ben Shol, May Rebbe. Kalim Shishim Shubhem Beis Chonya. Beis Chonya decided they don't need a bunch of Kalim, and they went and they sold them at auction, and I bought one of those Kalim, and I decide now, what am I going to use this for? I might as well donate it to the Beis Hamikdash. May Shisham Shubhem Beis Hamikdash. Become Miboyal Elidam on the Yom of Beis Chonya, love Beis Avoyus Chachavvi. Because since Chonya was Jewish, if you consider the Kalim in the Beis Chonya to be Misham Shem Favoyde Zara, then you couldn't be mavatal them, and there would be Osir Ban Noah forever. So the only shayla is only according to Mani Yom, that holy is Chonya, la beis avoyis chavmi. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, kaham shishimshu bebeis chonyoy, those kahanim that did service in the beis chonyoy, even according to Mani Yom, that holds that they meant l'shem shemayim, lo yisham shuv emigdash im yishaloyim, they are disqualified permanently from going to beis emigdash and doing the avoyim. Ledover Acher means Kehanim that were Mishamish Ledover Acher, meaning for Avodah Zarah. If afterwards they want to do tshuva now and now be reinstated as Kehanim fully qualified in the Beis Hamikdash, Avada, no good, we don't do it. Now the question is, why Taka? If he's about tshuva, welcome Shabbat the tshuva. He says you are. Because the Kahanim never should have done such a foolish act to go and work either in the churches, in the Beis Avodah Zarah, or in the Beis Chonyoy. So what we see from this Mishnah is, by the fact that the Mishnah begins, that Kehanim Shishim Shebeis Chonyoy, Lisham Shev Mikdashlein, Veinisur Chloim Ledover Acher, that the Beis Chonyoy Shimush was not considered to be a Beis Avodah Zarah, because if it's a Beis Avodah Zarah, it's exactly the same thing. Call it Beis Chonyoy, call it the Church of St. Mary, call it All Angels Church, call it whatever name you want to call it. But a church is a church is a church, it's all Avodah Zarah. So, Bazoi, why would the Mishnah distinguish between Beis Chonyoy and Veinisur HaChloimah? It's a chassim that goes according to Man Yomer that holds Beis Chonyoy love Beis Avodah Zarah. Good. But also what we see from that Mishnah is that the Chomim put Agzeira mitaknas on the Kehanim because b'nei deyaninu, they had a choice, they messed up, and therefore permanently disqualified. Avo Kalim, loy? Kalim are totally inanimate. They don't have any seichel on their own. You can't go and say to a Kli, no, do you want to work in Beis Chonya? You want to go Beis Hamikdash? A Kli is the inanimate. So therefore there's no knas. Oy demoloshna, made the Chom, made a gzeda across the board. If you're in Beis Chonya or in your Beis Avodah Zarah, you're disqualified forever. And that was the Gemara Shaila, boy Menei, Rabbi Yosef Ben Shaul, Kli, Shishim, Ben Chayga Chonya, can you use the Beis Hamikdash or not? And the Choyra, the Shaila is, are Kalim doyimit to Kahanim or not? Amalei, so Rebbe answered Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul, Asurinhein, they are osur permanently, just like the Kehanim are osur to do Avodah Mismidish, these Kehanim of Beis Chonyoy are also osur. Umikra hayubiyadenu, and I had a pasuk, v'shachachnu, but unfortunately I forgot the pasuk. I just can't remember. But I remember that it's osur, I just don't remember the pasuk. Frank Timur Eisve, let me ask you a question. Kola Kehanim asher is niach hamelech ochas b'malchusoy, b'maloy, echanu b'kdashnu. remember from the end of Masechta Sanhedrin that Ahaz, unfortunately, was not one of our popular righteous kings. Mm-hmm. He was, unfortunately, a bad guy. Anyway, so what happened? All those kings that we use in the Beis Hamikdash, actually, is Niach, that Ahaz disgraced B'malchus, right? B'maloi, with what he did. And the presumption is that he used it for Avodah Zarah purposes. Eichanu v'hikdashnu. Now, what means Eichanu v'hikdashnu? My love, Eichanu de'atbelinu. Hikdashnu de'akdashinu. That we went and we toivled them. And we were makadish them again. So even though they were used previously for Avodah Zarah, we reinstated them by doing a process of purification. We toivled them, we were makadish them, etc. How were they makadish them? Rashi said they put on Shemana Mishcha. I don't know if they had Shemana Mishcha at that time. Rashi and Chumash says he only did Shemana Mishcha the first time by Kalim, and not in later generations. Later generations, it was Avoidim Mechan Chosam, and not Shemana Mishcha. But so he took Rashi do that they were Mekadesh it, Makdesh it again by being Moshech with Shemana Mishcha. Good. Anyway, so what do we see from our Gemara? From this passage, we see that in fact they are reinstatable and not like Rebbe Paskin the surname, that it's Osir. Fakir, it's Takamutr. Amalei, so Rebbe said, Baruch Atah L'Shemayim, Oy, I love you, I thank you. Shechzartu Avidasi, you have returned to me my Aveda. Meaning, I said that I forgot the Pasuk. That's the Pasuk that I was talking about. Why? This Pasuk said that it's Mutter, and he Paskin that it's Asur. Says Rebbe, the way we touched it in Cheder, when we learned this Pasuk, we learned it, Echanu Sheganzanum, that they took those pieces that Ochoz was his niach, that he was defaced by using it for Avodah Zarah, and we thought we were going in them, and we didn't use them. We brought in brand new kelim, and we were mekadesh them to go and do the Avodah. That it was taka osur, like I said earlier, and this Echanu v'hikdashnu doesn't mean that we reinstated the old, but it means that we brought brand new kelim as replacements and successors. So let's try to bring a raya from the following Gemara. Shteitach in the Mishnah and the Gemara that Nizrachas Soynis Ba Gonz Beis Chashanoyes Amti Mizbech Sheshoktu Avnei Anshe Yovan. As you know, Mesechtes Tomin and Mesechtes Midois, there is great expansive descriptions of the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash, exactly what every chamber was used for, and the Azara, and the Heichal, and this, that, and the other thing. So it describes that around the Azara there were four corner Lishkois, and this particular Lishka, Mizrachis Tzvoinis, which was in the northeastern side, like we had in the Amud Aleph, if you have Avni Mizbeach, which you cannot use anymore, you have to be Gones. But Gones, that's where they were going, is those Avni Mizbeach, Shishot to Avni Yovan, Anshe Yovan. Who the Anshe Yovan? This is talking about before the times of the Chashmonaim, when the Yovan came in, and they caused all types of tzuris in the Beis Hamikdash, and they were meshaket these stones. I'm sorry? Oh, Fartzuch and Migdalai, the Timukalashvana. Oh, you know, it's a Kanim. Yeah, very good. Me Amr of Sheshes, Shishokta, but it's common. It says Shishokta means that they took Nebuch some of the Mizbeach, and instead of using it for the worship of the Bainu Shalom, they worshipped Rahman al-Islam, Avodah Zarah. Okay, anyway, so what do I see from that Pasik? That in the Hanam, you can no longer use the Avni Mizbeach because Shokta, Avodah Zarah, and you had to be going to them. Why do you have to be going to them? Why don't you just go and repair them? Do a tevila metakidish medegansa maisa. That's a raya to Rabbi Asurinain. That in Nechanami you have to go and take replacements and successors. You cannot use the original kelim. The Messiah lay the chaya guterai. Amra papa nishkarai. Also kroa ashkach vedarish. There they found a special pasuk and they darshened that that's what you got to do. It says in the pasuk vovo preitzim vechilulua. What the preitzim meaning over here, the anchi yovan, they were pirates. This is what you were talking about. Partsu chaymes migdolai vechilu, and they were mechallel these pieces of the mizbeach by doing their thing, using it for avodah zarah. Now, what does that have to do with anything? What are we talking about? So Rashi points out that as a result of bo gam paritzim chilua, they were mechalalit, so that it lost its kedusha, and now it became like regular hedjit, like regular stuff, and therefore you would be able to go and lechayra use it. Aha, uh-huh, you would be able to use it. So Ibazoi, why taka didn't they use it? Amri heichinavid, what can we do? Nitvarinu, if we're going to take them, how are we going to be mevatel this Avodah Zarah, we're going to go and Nifarun, we're going to go and break it. Now why do I have to mevat the Avodah Zarah if they were mechal it? It's not Hegdish anymore. So it says Rashi.
Avodah Zarah, though.
I'm sorry?
It's still, you may not be Hegdish, but still it's Avodah Zarah.
I got you. Let's look at the last of the narrow lines of Rashi, first of the wide lines. Dichsiv uvo b'pritzim v'chiluluha. Zogt Rashi, first wide line. Mikivin. Shenichlis oiv v'cham liheichol. Yatsu kelov lechulin. They came in the nafki lechulin. Koninu bihefkera. They were coined it with hefker. Behavalu didu. Now it belongs to them. Ukin shinstam shabemla. That's how they became osur. Meaning, under normal circumstances, I have no raya from the case of the Avnim Mizbeach. It could be that you could use the original Avodah Zarah or the original kelim that were in the base of Migdash, that they tried to convert to Avodah Zarah. You would be able to go and use them, you wouldn't have to go and be gonaze them. Over here, the reason why they had to be gonaze is because they had this possibility, they were machal, everything. They now became now like chulin, like hedget, and therefore, now when it was used for Avodah Zarah, it became osir. Since it became osir, that's why we had to be gonaze. Amri, and they said, what are we going to do with these stones? Hey, Kanav, what should we do? Nitbrinna, should we go and break them? And not that we should break it ourselves, says Rashi, because bittul doesn't work through a yid, you have to have bittul through a goy. But let's go and bring other Yivanim or Persians or other goyim, let them go and break these stones. Avonim Shleimis, Amrachmana. You cannot use the stones after you're going to go and break them, because Avonim Shleimis. Nitzirinu, what we can do is that after we break them, we can go and polish them, and the word ninser means to do and cut it on a very sharp edge, to go and remove any pigimois, so that now it should be really perfect. You can't do that. Apparently the shomer was not available. Let them go and break it and not reuse it for the base of English. Let them go and use it for themselves. Because if you just told me the chilulua, it became like hedjoit, becomes like chulin. No, if it's chulin, then I can use it for myself. So I won't use it in the base of English. So there was a period of time that the Chum wanted to say that all the metal madbeis out there in the world, silver and gold, should all be osur. Why? Because these may have been fashioned from the machtes shekel that was in the base of Midrash, or from the kelim that were base of Midrash, that were hegdish, and therefore all these new coins were minted from that kesef hazav, and therefore it's all osur. And they wanted to osur everything. So before the Gemara fears why they didn't, Vavinimban, the Gemara says, I don't understand what you're talking about. Yishlaim have a rubid alma. Even if they taka used all the Hegdish money in Yishlaim and the base of Migdish and they fashioned coins, that's still a small percentage of the entire world. Elamar baye viksha lignois dinra hadriyana turiyana shipa nativa shu Yishlaim. What's going on over here? Not that they wanted to aser all matbeis in the whole world, but only these two particular matbeis. The dinrim of Hadriyana, that means of Hordus, we had already Hadriyana, the Gabi, those oirois of Hadriyana, that they used to go and use to go and soak in the Cheris Hadriyana, they used to go and soak in the Yai Nesech. Here we're talking dinrim that had the picture, the image of Hadrian on it, or they had Turiyana, another one of their kings, another one of their kaisers, called Turyan. Anyway, what means Shipa? I say Shipa means that they are already a little bit oskevetched. It means that they're already used a little bit, and therefore you could see on the sides they're no longer as beautiful and as smooth when it was originally minted, because part of it has already worn off. Anyway, they wanted to ask to pink those Bikshulik knows only those dinrim, not all the Kesef Hazav that you find in China, it's in India, just those dinrim that had Hadriyana or Turiyana as the images on their face. Why? Because of the Matbeis of Yerushalayim. Because apparently these were in use in Yerushalayim more than in other places, and therefore the concern was that these were originally Hegdish from Yerushalayim.
Historically, they found in the Colosseum in Rome, a tablet saying that the Colosseum was built with the gold taken from the temple in Yerushalayim. So presumably it was used. They used the gold. They minted it. They used it to pay for the materials. So there's a siwa from archaeology for this.
Beautiful.
It's quite a dedication.
Exactly. dedication. Yeah, okay. Ad Shemutzal Mikron HaToyra, Shemutzal V'chom ultimately said, we're not going to pass all these Madeyas, it's Mutzal. Why? Uvol V'pritzim V'chilulua. That the pritzim, meaning the Yivonim came, they were Mechalit, so it lost its Kedusha, it becomes like Chula now, and everybody can go and use the Madeyas. So if Azoi, returning to the case of the Mizbeach, why did they have to go and be Goynes, the Avni Mizbeach, in the Mizrachis Tzvoynes? After all, they should go and say it's mutalach, and you can go, okay, even if you cannot use it now for inyani hegdish, but go and take it home. It's hedjit stuff, it's chulin stuff, and use it at home just like you're allowed to go and use those matayas. Everything in Mara Hossam Yishtamishabu Ligvoya. Oh, Hakim and Yishtamishabu Ligvoya Lav Oirech Arlishamushabu Hedjoyta. The Gemara is saying is, by the matayas, the Chachamim were more lenient. Because these matbeis were from Hegdish money that had never been used before, presumably from the Machzor Shekel or from the storage of Kesef Vezov in Yerushalayim, which hadn't been used yet for Gvoya. Oh, you make those matbeis, bo goyim v'chilua, pritzim v'chilua. However, over here we're talking about using the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach had been used previously for Kabbalas for Hashem, and now they went and bo goyim v'chilua. So even though theoretically you're right, I should be able to use it, to go and take what was one time the Mizbeach, and I should go and use it in my house for just hedjit purposes.
You can't
alter the years. Beautiful. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Bruch HaBaslach.